a strange hangar Quonset hut in Brisbane, Queensland, Australia. An awesomely international Harmontown is now in session. Welcome to the stage, the Game Master extraordinaire, Spencer Crittenden.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
He seems high, but he couldn't score, so he's not.
Oh, don't you worry.
If anybody's holding, meet Spencer backstage.
Don't you worry.
All right. Oh, join it. I don't know something you know.
I'm plenty high.
Oh, good boy. Let's bring out the mayor, shall we? Dan Harmon. Woo!
Good day. I say good day to you. Thank you so much. I won't say it like you. I'm here to bring you variety. I'm not going to just mock your accent. I'm going to let you think that I talk funny. Good day, Struth. Crikey.
I like that hat.
But I have been working on my Australian accent, and it's a very difficult accent, as you guys don't know. You don't know that. You think it's quite natural. But it's
Dan really... was actually cramming backstage.
That's all he was doing.
He had...
No, I don't have an act tonight.
He had YouTube tutorials.
He has one
on.
Sentence, and it's perfect.
I do. Okay, all right. Here's what I've learned. Here's what I've learned so far. I like that hat, mate. Your eyes are oys, your A's are eyes, your as are as, and the T's, R's, and G's, fuck them.
And their shrimp, and their shrimps are prawns.
And you're supposed to have, this is the part that I can't get because I'm concentrating too hard, but you're supposed to have a playful, soft, twangy tone. That's what really separates it from the Cockney. Like, it's like if you, a lot of people that try to do Australian that aren't Australian, they slip into Cockney because you're like, oh, hey, mate, I talk like a governor. But professionals like me, accentologists, we know that you're supposed to let your tongue, you're not supposed to move your tongue much. You're supposed to just let it sit as if it was laying over a ball in your mouth.
Don't move your lips, somebody said. So don't move your
lips or your tongue. And then say, I like that hat, mate. I like that hat, mate.
Wait.
Mate.
I can't tell if they're applauding ironically or not.
I think they're impressed. I like that hat, mate.
Now let's say, hey, somebody call me an Uber. I have to be home by 7.
Hi! Somebody! Call me an Uber! Call me an Uber!
You're moving your lips too much. You're moving your lips.
I have to be home by 7. Mike! You sound British, lady. Don't you dare. You know both you and I consider that the height of offense. We're sister colonies. We did the same thing at the same time. We're terrible, horrible genocidal maniacs that were kicked out of the crown, and we were banished to a godless land.
I think we left, though.
And no, come on, nobody wanted no Puritans hanging around. No, it was, we were being,
I'm not saying they loved them. I think they left.
I mean, I guess there's a little bit more of a criminal thing with the Australian.
Well, there
history.
Was. Like a prison they got
colony.
Over that pretty quick.
Right. Okay. That's what she said. When our prison colony shut down, as we would put it in America, when there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk the earth. George Romero. Yeah. But anyways, I mean, we're obviously siblings. You know, we're even if you're not from here, even if you're not But these guys have a lot of Chinese action going.
We got someone from Shenzhen right in the second or third.
Yeah,
hour.
So they that's where the phrase "fair dinkum" comes from. Fair dinkum, do you know that phrase, Jeff?
I do not.
Fair dinkum. Ask me if you like my hat, mate.
Do you like your hat?
True blue, I do. Fair dinkum. Fair dinkum. It's a great hat, mate. All right. Come on. All right. That's it. That's the whole show. That's all I have. I truly spent like an hour trying to.
You seem to have assimilated quite well with your hat and your West End shirt.
West End massive. I don't know what this means. I hope this doesn't make me homophobic or. I'm hoping this is. I don't know if this is like. Okay, good. I'm an advocate. I didn't want to. There was a shirt next to this one in the shop that I got it. The shirt said homosexuals are gay. And I didn't know if I got that one, whose side I was on. I don't know what that meant, but I'm okay. That's very brave of you, sir. He said they are.
Or madam.
But he shouldn't have said they are. He should have said they are. It's rule number five. Your I's are O's, your A's are I's, your A's are E's, your G's and R's and G's.
Now, Dan came into this bar in called The End in the West End, which is a cool little bar, right? And so we were there yesterday. We met, I think, the owner, right, Nick? And we had a good old time. He's a fan of, like, Rick and Morty and Harmontown, I think, and, like lots of people that were there that knew the show. And Dan came in today, and we said, Dan, you got to get, like, a hat. We thought maybe getting, like, a cork hat or a slouch hat or, like something, you know, like... Like, what do they call the...
An Akuba. An Acura. An Acura.
An Acura. So Dan bought a brand new Acura Legend.
A Cordoba? A Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Akuba Gooding Jr.
Akuba Gooding. That's the state we're going to next, Akuba Gooding. It goes Queensland. We're in Queensland right now, and then clockwise around Australia. You know, it's I wrote it down here somewhere. I think it's it goes from here. We go to Struth, and then Billabong and Flapjacket. Flapjacket.
But today, Dan walks into the bar. We had lost him. I thought Daniel's got lost because he was trying to buy Breathe Right strips because he's been snoring on this trip. And we lost him for a while. He comes back into the bar wearing this West End massive shirt and this strange hat. And then the owner comes in wearing West End massive shirt. He made that shirt. And he was wearing that accidentally at the same time. It was fucking fantastic.
It was great. Yeah. It was true blue.
Now, see,
fair dinkum. Fair dinkum.
You know, but Dan, in that hat, because you look a little bit like Hank Williams III.
Yeah, I'm not really fitting in.
No, not the third. Junior. You look like Hank Jr. Like, I feel like I'm ready for some Australian rules football right now.
But I've been trying to fit in. I got the hat, and I love flat whites instead of cappuccinos. And, of course, who doesn't love being terrified of poisonous spiders? I'm fucking terrified. God damn it.
So I heard that apparently, this is probably a lie, I don't know. The government guarantees that if you get poisoned by something, you get a free airlift to a hospital or something. Is that true?
Wait.
But that's not something that you would do if poisonous things weren't constantly murdering everybody all the time.
Right, it's kind of like...
If you get bitten by a spider, you and a guest spend 3 days and 4 nights.
But wait, doesn't everyone get that deal everywhere?
I mean, I don't know.
Like, what if you
not get... in America, you gotta pay for that shit.
Well, yeah, but in America, they still take you to the hospital. They just then bankrupt you. Like,
they'll tell you though. They'll land the helicopter and say $10,000.
Right.
And then they'll just fly the fuck away.
What's the one called? The red jacket or the red something?
The red back.
The red back.
The red back. It's got a red stripe on its back. It's tiny, and it hides under toilet seats.
What?
That's right.
No, that's the plot to the movie Ghoulies.
No, you're thinking of the white tail. Equally poisonous, even tinier, and it hides in your wallet.
What?
Check your bedding. Check everything. I do like...
My wallet has a zipper on, and that's why I keep the white tails out.
We're staying at a really nice hotel, and I don't know if this is it. Sometimes, you know, I'm not going to make any premature. I'm like, oh, Australia's like this. Australia's like that. I'm not some kind of rube, you know? I'm like, oh, this is Brisbane, and this is this hotel. I don't know. But I like the hotel that we're in. Everything's very simple. Like there's no, like, dumb art on the wall that's, like, trying to intimidate you into thinking there's more to life than you understand. Like... You know, like a, just a picture of some half lady with a surfboard going through her ear or something, you know, like, or a crushed trumpet or something. And it's like, oh man, I guess this place is pretty cool. Like, it's just a blank kind of room. It's like, reminded me of staying in Baraboo, Wisconsin when I was back in the States back then. But then I started to realize, oh, I bet this is all simple and clean and nice because. It's like they don't
you,
want
you want to know where the spiders are.
Yeah, exactly. It's like they want. I bet this is like a thing. Like, it's like Arizona's like that. Like, everywhere you stay in Arizona, it's like clearly like there's no such thing as a shadow or a corner where a scorpion could fucking jump out, grab your face, lay eggs in your goddamn brain.
In my bathroom, I opened up the window. Like, you can kind of lever the window open, and there's awesome, like, jungle birds down here that make crazy, like,
they're human beings, Jeff, and they're trying to. They're trying to make a living, and they're called sex workers.
So I'm fucking one of these birds. And I mean...
I like that gonna... jungle bird, mate!
What's that bird that just goes... a what? A carawong? Well, you're all saying gibberish at the same time, so...
You see these videos of these goddamn kangaroos, and by the way, they're like, as fascinated with kangaroos as we are.
Are you talking about Jeff the kangaroo? He like chest bumps the fucking window door.
No, I'm there's these videos where there's just kangaroos will just like, I guess they wander up to people's.
Yeah, Jeff, that's his name.
There's a famous kangaroo called Jeff.
Well, there's this viral kangaroo, and I think they call it Jeff.
I thought this was a kangaroo problem.
It is. I mean, kangaroos are the biggest problem behind horses and camels, I believe.
But they come up and they see their reflection or something, and they have human arms. They're giant rats with human arms.
They look like werewolves. If you didn't know that werewolves weren't real, you'd be like, holy shit, that's a man beast.
Don't let the name fool you. Like, these are not silly creatures. They're not fun at all. They have giant, scary chimpanzee arms.
They cool themselves off by licking themselves. That's fucking genius.
They have pockets on the outside of their body instead of uteruses. They're fucked up. They're like monsters.
Wait, what's Jeff the kangaroo's deal?
He was hitting this fucking window or some shit. I think that's the video.
Now we were. Yeah, the video is like this guy who's like, he's been through it so many times. He's like, oh god damn it, I can't do an Australian accent.
Fucking Jeff.
God damn it, get the fuck out of here, you piece of shit, get out of here, you piece of shit. I don't like your hat, mate. You're not wearing one, but if you did, I wouldn't like it. Oh, I forgot. Everything's a question. Everything's got to be a question. I forgot that part. I'm sorry about that. Everything's a question. Everything's, you know, it's up at the end. Everything's a question.
Okay, now
I like that hat, mate.
Right.
Do I? I don't know. Maybe I don't. I'm trying.
While we're on the subject of Jeff the kangaroo, we were told by our, what do we call Alice? Our liaison, our tour manager. What is she? Tour manager.
She's a jungle bird.
You said that, not me.
Well, she likes it.
Alice, you're from where? Sydney? Yeah. From Sydney. She's convinced that there's a term that is only here, local to Brisbane, get Jeffed, or Jeffin, or like, I Jeffed somebody. Anybody know what that is? See, nobody knows, Alice. She tried to convince me for the last 2 days that meant finger blasting somebody.
Yeah.
Nice. Nobody fucking can bear that out.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I got Jeff in the parking lot last night, right?
Right. Do you think she was? Do you think that
she,
was?
Do
you think you could, that she that she's sexually harassing you? Right. Like, you, do they have that here?
I don't know. I hope Jeffrey or Jeff the kangaroo gets Jeffed.
Jeff. Jeff's out there again banging on my glass.
Also. I was told by other people, I did not bother to look it up because I was too busy drinking all day, that all koalas have chlamydia. Yeah. See, there we go. You hear that, Alice? That's called confirmed.
Yeah. That's the APA style. We confirm that.
Now, do they all have it or do most koalas?
All koalas have chlamydia. All koalas have chlamydia.
I hit that by mistake.
Well, they eat the eucalyptus leaves, and they have diseases, you believe. They'll give them to you if you sleep with thieves.
Thieves?
Thieves. Thieves.
That's koala justice.
That's koala now, justice.
Do 100% of koalas have chlamydia?
That's a common stereotype.
Somebody goes, 98.
98, Mike.
Now, can a human being contract chlamydia by handling a koala? Without a doubt?
Sometimes.
Do you say without a doubt or we don't know? I could tell.
He might have said past the salt. So we don't fucking know.
You fucking monster people. You talk weird.
So are there cases of human beings that have contracted chlamydia by hanging out with koalas? Right, we're divided. We're divided on that one.
Okay.
But no one's ever heard of Jeffing being finger banging.
No one's ever Jeffed a koala and lived to tell about it.
The night is very young, Dan. Fucking somebody bring me a koala. I'm going to Jeff that fucker.
Fair dinkum. I Jeffed a koala. Now I got the chlamydia. It's a question. Do I have anybody? I've crossed the threshold into offensive, so. Do we have anybody who you're not afraid to speak like someone with a nice speaking voice they can have,
and if
like,
you know about Doritos that helps.
Well, this guy in the front,
he probably knows about Doritos.
Yeah, come on up if you'd like to.
All right, what's your name, sir?
Echo.
Echo?
Echo.
Yeah, like, you know, in the Grand Canyon when you throw your shit down there and it echoes?
All right.
Okay.
A very colorful way of describing it.
Not reverb, echo.
Echo, I just, here, there's some, I wrote down these three phrases that I think are very Australian. Like, would you want to read that top one? Can you read that?
Last night's episode of Kaff and Kim was Hammo.
Hammo. I made up that word.
Well, we decided that Dan's... Because you guys nickname everybody here. So we decided that Harmon is Hammo.
The Brisbane thing is to call everyone old mate.
Old mate?
Old mate, yeah. If you don't know their name or if you don't care, that's old mate.
Old mate.
Old mate. You won't hear that anywhere else. It's just a Brisbane thing.
Old mate.
Old mate.
Old mate.
Yeah. Old mate.
Old mate.
Old apostrophe mate. Old mate. Oh, old mate. O apostrophe mate. But is the apostrophe for the LD? Is it? Order! I will clear this Quonset hut.
It is O-L apostrophe mate.
O-L apostrophe mate.
Oh, mate.
Thank you, oh, mate. It's also the most popular cologne here in Brisbane.
All right, here's the next phrase.
Don't move, mate. There's a spider on your face.
Don't move, mate. There's a spider on your face. And it's poisonous as... Poisonous as.
That's
it's
fine.
What they say something is something as, and then they just stop talking.
Is that...
That's their thing.
Oh, it's like poison as, mate.
Poison as, mate.
Yeah, but it's A-Z, not A-S. Poison as.
This taco is poison as, mate.
Yeah, rich as, mate.
And then this is a phrase that Jeff swears was told to him by our Australian friend.
Her vag was ledge.
I asked a friend who's from Melbourne, I said, give me a... What's the most Australian thing you could say? He goes, her vag was ledge.
Okay, so, and I found... This is seriously, I found... Those I wrote, but this is seriously a dialogue I found because I was Googling, like, how to do the accent. And they actually have this dialogue between us. And I said, Jeff, you should do this dialogue with me. And he said, no, you bring up somebody. And I'm, it's all vodka flying off my mustache. Don't be grossed out by it. If it hits you, just, it's yes. like just it'll kill all the microscopic spiders on your face.
Cool.
So I think you be... Wait. Oh, you be Adam, and I'll be John. This is like... I got this off of like... I don't know, some website that's I think it's supposed to be like quintessential Australian dialogue. So you be Adam and I'll do John. Okay.
G'day, mate. How you going? How was your weekend?
G'day. Yeah. My weekend was heaps good. I went to the beach and had a barbecue with my mates. It was a true blue weekend.
Sounds great. How's the beach?
The beach was fully sick. Fair dinkum. I caught 5 waves and then took a break. But crikey, I was nearly bitten by a shark.
Struth, mate, you okay? Wish I had to come with you, but I'm glad you didn't get it. I'm afraid of sharks.
True blue. Next time, see you later.
Bye, mate.
Bye.
Wait, who was Adam and who was John in that one?
He was Adam.
Hey, Adam.
Yeah, mate.
Did your friend John have a stroke? Is he okay?
I think his friend John is a I forgot the name of the things that fight Doctor Who.
A Dalek.
Exterminate.
When I'm talking,
I like your hat, mate.
A Dalek. I like your hat, mate. Exterminate.
When you've been in the sun too long, you kind of start talking like that, but that's when you've been out for a while.
Yeah. We noticed that everyone over 45 dresses like how I'm dressed.
Yeah. Right now.
like that's why I like all the young people are like normal earthlings, but then it seems like Jeff's theory was that when you turn 45, they take your driver's license and they just give you an outfit.
It's like a look.
Because everyone's just walking around dressed like an Australian action figure.
It's like Logan's Run rules. You hit Sanctuary and you have to put on the hat.
Yeah. I like that carousel, mate.
Echo, are you a local Brisbaneite?
I have been for a few months. I just got back from America, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was in Ohio, Florida, Texas, and California.
All the good places.
Yeah. I just missed the winter, which was kind of disappointing, but yeah.
And I understand we have to be careful when we talk about politics here because you have liberals with a capital L, but their liberals are Nazis.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like they have everything's.
I'd like to say we're not doing as bad as you guys are right now, but that's
fine.
It's not really the case anymore.
Oh, really? What is going on here in your best description? And you can tap out. You didn't sign on for this ride. If it's controversial and they're going to start booing or something.
I don't think they'll start booing. I think you can just sort of point at any of them and just sort of say, you know, this one is shit. And like half of them will go, yeah. And,
right.
Yeah. All you really got to rag on is like Pauline Hanson. Pauline Hanson is your number one target. If you want to make friends with them here,
Pauline Hanson.
Pauline Hanson.
Is Pauline like a
Pauline? Yeah.
Pauline.
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 It's Pauline.
Crunchy.
Call it Pauline just to piss him off more. But yeah, do some research on him and come up with some nice talking points.
Well,
when
first
you get
of all,
Sydney.
He has a girl's name.
She. Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. All right.
I mean, I have a girl's name.
Hey, Dan, why don't you leave your cisgender bullshit back in the States, man?
Yeah. Like Jane, I'd like to represent the entire trans community, and everything you say will be monitored.
Okay. Yeah, there was graffiti. You saw graffiti that said...
Fuck the system, but spelled CIS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that system. Bigger fish now, man. There's fucking Nazis in the White House.
No, right.
I can't even. I gotta tell my trans friends. I'm like, I'll be back in a second. Nazis in the White House. All right. Anyways, sorry.
You're saying that your trans friends have to rely on you to get Nazis out of the White House? They have to go cool it for a while.
I may stumble over a pronoun here and there. I'm like terrified for my life. I'm just like, you know, it was like the election happened and on the night before it, it was like I'm almost perfect in the way that I think and talk, and then it was like this. Like fucking monster happened, and then I was like I need a musket, and I need fresh water, and
it really is like, I mean, if I'm assuming most of you are from here, but like waking up as a citizen of the United States every day is like we're living in a fucking nightmare. It's absolutely insane.
It's pretty historical stuff. It feels.
Dan and I both voted for Trump, but we didn't know what he was doing. we thought it was a lark.
A protest vote. We just wanted Hillary to know she couldn't take us for granted. We didn't know she was going to lose.
We were playing hard to get.
It's all they respect. You gotta take that red pill. So you're liberals with a capital L, but do you use the word liberal with a small L to mean the opposite of what your liberals are?
Yeah, no, definitely.
That must get so confusing. But I guess we have Democrats, and it's like, oh, those are guys in favor of voting. Like, what? And then the Republicans, and it's like, well, yeah, they love republics. What the fuck is a republic? I don't know. But and then your liberals are labor, right?
Yeah.
Labor are liberals, and then our labor, which we don't have anybody that calls themselves labor, that's offensive to all of our labor. They're like, I don't labor. I'm going to be rich one day. I'm one scratch off away.
I always got confused by the labor name as a kid as well. It was just like, what? This is so confusing. Just pick one.
And then you have Tories and poison spiders.
Tories.
It's four-party system.
Yeah, poison. I'm all for the poison spiders.
And the poison spiders are in favor of healthcare in the form of helicopters that come and take you to the poison centers, but only so they can bite you again, is what I'm told.
Well, see, the thing is, we didn't need a talking car to broker the deal between the spiders and the peace, the government. They were already in our ice cream anyway.
That's a reference to my hit show, Rick and Morty. It's a hit. It's a transcontinental hit.
The problem with spiders running healthcare is that when you go and you're at the hospital and you're reaching into your wallet for your insurance card, there's a fucking spider in your wallet.
Yeah.
And they fucking get you coming
there's and going. There's spiders everywhere. And what we're told is the bigger they are, or the bigger they are.
That actually sounded pretty good.
The bigger they are.
No, you're pushing too hard.
Less poisonous they are.
Yeah, you got to, just to remind, you got to talk out of your nose a bit more.
Oh.
If you really want to get that Australian thing, you gotta put your upper lip up into the nose bridge so it's sort of coming out of that end, yeah, like that.
I like that hat, mate.
Yeah.
there's tiny itty bitty little spiders.
Oh, they'll kill you more.
And they can just kill you.
Yeah, because they hide better.
Has anybody here in the audience tonight ever died from a spider bite?
Hasn't been a spider bite.
But that's a misnomer, right? Because you don't die from the bite. You die because your throat swells up and you suffocate, right? Right.
Nobody's died. Somebody posits from the audience that nobody has died from a spider bite in 30 years.
Yeah. In Australia or just on Earth? Okay.
In Australia.
Right. But Spencer's suggesting that it's like in The Wire when you're just calling the death a different thing. Like when they go like, oh, we don't have a drug problem. This is a.
It's like you don't die from the car crash, you die from the strangulation or the seatbelt.
So there's probably like a million spider deaths a week here.
But your flesh starts to die and your finger falls off and shit, right? Like,
depends which one bites you.
Yeah. Your friend lost his big toe.
That sounds like necritis. It sounds like his toe necritized.
Yeah.
I know all about poison spiders. Who here has a personal...
Has anybody here lost a limb or a toe?
Well, all right, any personal horrifying spider story. It could be
right in the front row.
Is it going to be your friend that lost his toe? Because we don't want to hear about that shit. That's just secondhand. That's an urban legend. I want somebody who has had a spider on their face.
Wait, we got a good one on the back row or something?
Well, no, all we know is he's shouting back row. It's just, he's a liberal.
Oh, okay, yeah, so you, sir, in the tie?
Oh, shit.
Like have you got a personal spider story? Yeah. Get the fuck up here.
All right.
Personal spider stories. Personal spider stories.
koalas have chlamydia. All koalas have chlamydia. Personal spider stories from the land of the antipodes. It's a non-koala story.
Hello, what's your name?
Josh.
Josh. Hello, Josh. Welcome to the stage.
Thank you. Thank you. It's good to be here.
I like that hat, mate.
I like your hat too, mate.
Thank you. True blue. Hanky dinkum. All right, so spider stories.
Lay it on us, Josh.
Spider story. I used to live out anywhere, Ipswich.
Ipswich.
All right, it's not that bad, all right? It's just the people. Oi, yay.
Jesus.
This guy's just being hazed for saying where he's from.
Are the Ipswichians inferior to them? And if so, why bully him? I just feel sorry for him if you really believe that. I think you protest too much. I think the Ipswichians may be superior, or you wouldn't be so defensive. Yeah.
Ipswich!
And I know lies.
Anybody else here from Ipswich by applause? Oh, wow. Why, Josh, I'll let you answer. Why does the whole crowd bristle at the name Ipswich?
I have to be very careful because my grandmother still lives in Ipswich. But
she doesn't listen to this.
Yeah, true. It's just a little... Yeah, Pauline Hanson is...
Oh! Yeah. Pauline Hanson.
It's a little bit backwards.
She's from Ipswich.
Yeah.
It's a throwback. And now she's trying to force her fucked up Ipswich views on the entire continent.
Yeah.
From Billabong to Struthnik.
So it's just, it's, yeah.
All right.
It's not great.
You live here now or no?
I live in Brisbane, yeah.
All right, so you've moved.
I've moved.
You've gotten out of Ipswich.
I escaped.
Are you embarrassed to be from there? Are you proud of your Ipswich heritage?
It's a really great talking point at a party.
But not here, because you're
going to... Not here.
You're going to get your ass handed to you outside after the show.
These folks do not like that hat, mate.
Yeah, no, that hat ain't good, mate.
All right, so lay your spider story on us.
It is a spider story. It's not a poisonous spider, but it's a huntsman.
It's all right. It's okay.
Hey, hey, hey.
It's all right. It can be a giant, scary, non-poisonous spider story.
Maybe this is a scarier story than just your friend's toe falling off.
So living in Ipswich.
Hey, everybody, cool the fuck out.
Or there will be walkabouts enforced. you will be sent. That's like a timeout, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You will be sent on walkabout if you don't don't cool it.
The crowd is about to mutiny, and I have no idea.
You're on the line of offensive there.
Yeah, well, these are things you can think about on walkabout.
All right, Josh. Josh, so, you have the conch right now. Lay it down.
We had a pool, and I wore dick togs.
Dick
DTs. Which, budgie smugglers.
Dick
budgie
toes?
Smugglers.
Speedo.
Speedos.
Oh. Dick toes?
Dick togs.
Dick togs.
Dick togs. Yeah, you know, like, dick togs.
Banana hammock. You know, a fucking...
A banana hammock.
A budgie smuggler.
A marble bag.
Yeah. A Cleveland reach around.
A Pauline Hanson. Yeah.
I don't want Pauline Hanson down there.
All right. So you're wearing your little snuggies.
No, I'm not wearing
you're
my
not
little.
Wearing them.
I'm about to wear them.
You're about to.
I've taken
dear.
Them off the clothesline.
Okay, I see where this
and
is
And I've
going.
Put them on, and right about here, I felt a very intense pain because a huntsman spider has freaked out and bitten between my ass and my testicles, which is
the taint.
See, I say taint.
It's a taint.
It's a taint.
That's worldwide, baby.
So as it stands, you have your ball togs. What do you call them?
Dick togs.
Dick togs on. A huntsman spider has latched onto your taint.
Yes.
What sort? Can you describe the sensation of that? Like, can you put the?
I was about 9 at the time. And I remember screaming in intense pain. And then for the next hour and a half, my mum had to hold the cold back to my area.
You couldn't hold it yourself?
Well, I was nine and I was very scared.
Was the huntsman destroyed by the putting on of the dick tongs?
I thought it ran away and then we proceeded to be horrified it might come back. But my dad said he killed it.
He was lying.
I think he was blatantly lying to me.
I saw a video on the internet about was that a huntsman that was like crawling up the side of a fridge with a mouse in its
mouth?
They're
about. They're massive, so they're huge.
Bigger than the size of a grown man's hand.
Yeah, the grown man's hand. More like your hand, not mine.
You're putting on your dick togs, and you don't see a fucking hubcap size spider.
I was excited.
You couldn't wait to get out. And
I was gonna get in the pool, play some Marco Polo.
I mean,
as far as that spider was concerned, oh, look, a lovely little hammock for me to rest in. Like, oh, shit, a guy's going to sit on me.
What is he doing in there? Did he think flies would be in there? Were there flies in there?
All right. I don't know. Probably.
You had stinky balls when you were nine. Ah,
oh, shit.
Ah, Ipswich sucks. Ah.
See, you're just going for the easy applause.
I'm sorry.
Now you and your mother are having an intimate encounter where she's holding an ice pack to your balls.
Taint.
The end? Or did all's well that ends well?
Yeah, it didn't necrotize.
I now don't swim anymore in pools, so I don't know if that's a...
So that's put you off swimming at all, like forever?
I still swim.
Oh, but not in pools.
Not
really in pools.
You could just...
Why do you blame the pool? That's such a weird connection to make.
Well, there's less pools than there are spiders, so I just, you know...
What about the shorts?
Why hedge my bets.
Like, the shorts are what you should associate with the
dick talk.
I'm going to not wear shorts.
I'm not going to trauma-splain to you. It's all right. You can experience trauma however you want and cope with it. But I think pools didn't really do anything in this story. If anything, if you had jumped into the pool soon enough, the spider would have drowned.
I've poked holes in it.
I've told the story on Harmontown before when a spider fell into my ear one night and I thought there was a marching band inside my brain.
Right.
I found out that what you do is you just pour alcohol in there and get it fucked up and it falls asleep. Instead, I just kept hitting myself in the head like a moron. And then at one point, I just wanted to jab a pencil into my ear and just kill myself so that the noise would stop.
Yeah, no.
And so now, I mean, I'm a live and let live sort of fellow, but like, fucking, if I see a spider, sorry, fellow.
Wait, you don't? But they kill all the flies.
Yeah, but fuck them. Flies don't go into my ear at night.
I had three nights in a row where each night I was woken to a spider on my face.
What?
No joke. Each night, like, I caught the first one, it was crawling up, and I was like, nope, gone. Second night, I woke up, it was on the face. Third night, it was trying to get on my mouth. That's when I, like, pulled the bed apart and threw the bug bomb around the room.
Jesus Christ, I gotta get out of here.
Dan, don't move. Do not move.
It's not even
move,
funny.
Dan.
You get some long grass, and you walk up behind them, and you tickle them on the back of the mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, did you guys know, the typewriter was invented here?
Whoa.
No, but Wi-Fi was. Wi-Fi was invented here, I'm told.
Is that true?
That's true.
I don't know.
Really?
I mean,
nobody out here agrees on shit. You guys, like, it's so divided.
It's a big continent, and there's a lot of them, and they're probably all... These are the first time they've seen each other. There's probably different, like, factions and things. They're like...
Well, every street is a boundary.
Yeah.
Every postcode has another crew in it.
I read about the boundary streets. So, okay.
I mean, are all crowds here this fucking awesomely loud and fucking A?
It's Australia. Everyone's loud.
I love it. I fucking love it.
How else
we're all going out to a bar after this, right? We're all going to go.
Yeah.
All right. So
I sat in one bar since 9 a.m. until like fucking 5. It was the best.
Yeah, we got, but their bars don't open till 10. It was they don't serve until 10. It was a
coffee and an avocado mash, and then I drank myself.
Smashed avocado.
Smash.
All right, I forgot both your names.
Josh and Echo.
Josh and Echo.
You forgot Echo?
Yeah.
The guy who describes himself as what the sound makes when you throw shit down the Grand Canyon.
Well, let's have a hand for Josh and Echo.
Josh and Echo.
You guys can.
Josh and Echo, you can catch their new animated children's cartoon on Nick at Night. The Adventures of Josh and Echo.
Spencer, how's your Australia been?
Oh, fine. I mean, I don't know. Anytime we travel, I'm like, what am I supposed to say? That I hate it? Like, it's not going to go over well.
Well, you could probably, they'd probably be willing.
Let's just talk about all the other places I went that I hated. Canada? Fuck it.
You don't like Canada?
New York City? Forget about it. Florida? Drown that entire state.
I agree with that.
Like,
one.
Just fuck all of it.
But you
know, Australia's fine. I don't know. I don't want to get all into. I feel like all this material is just like hack at this point, right? I don't know. The O's sound weird. You've been doing all this accent shit. I still don't know how to say a fucking O in Australian. As far as I can tell, it's like an A R O sound, like narrow kind of, except like narrow. But I can't do it. That's the problem. I don't know. What else? Also, just, I mean, you've already, this is well-trodden ground even on this show, but just the fucking bugs. I mean, there's a lot of things. There's a lot of animals that can kill you anywhere you go. You could get stepped on by an elephant. You could get murdered by a lion. But those are beasts, right? These are beasts, fearsome creatures. But in Australia, there's literally monsters. Like, I don't, there's things that'll kill you in all the places, like polar bears, holy shit. But that's not a monster, that's a beast. Like, if you have to use weapons to kill an insect, that's a fucking monster. Like, that's in an RPG, giant monstrous insects that you have to kill with weapons are like the lowest level monster that exists. I'm sure there's probably fucking slime blobs here too, right?
Are you talking about Pauline Henson?
I'm killing! I'm Australia's favorite comedian. I know nothing about anything.
All right, Spencer, you're walking down the streets of Australia, and you see a beast.
It's just a spider. It's a spider. They're very common. They're terrifying, but
all right,
common.
That was it. Okay. I thought it was going to be more mythological.
Well,
than
you got to give me more than that. You see a creature? What
all
the
right.
fuck? This guy just said rock and roll, assumedly.
They're excited. It's a big night out.
No, they're excited. That much is clear.
What do you want, Spencer? Do you want the name of a creature?
I don't. Whatever you guys want. This is the excitement I was alluding to.
I feel like I heard the word wombat, strumpet.
Oh, drop bear. They're talking about drop bears.
Drop bear.
Yeah. Are there any drop bears in the house? Yeah.
All right.
You hear a strange whistling sound from above. You look up and a brown blur. You're crushed. It's a drop bear. Right? I don't know what a drop bear is.
Oh, what?
That's a... I mean, I don't care what a drop bear is. I just don't know.
Drop bear?
Drop bear, yeah.
Oh, a koala is a drop bear? Do they, like, fall on your cars and stuff here? Oh, fucking drop bear. Ruined my windshield, mate. They're like coconuts in Los Angeles. Koalas. They'll just fall on your car and you'll get chlamydia all over your windshield. And insurance won't cover them because they're fucking liberals.
Do we have a koala expert? Like somebody like a naturalist out there who knows about? Like, are they all suffering from chlamydia? Like did they drop dead? Like,
they can't stand it.
Huh?
You work with koalas a lot? All right.
Get up here. We have to talk to you. Get up here.
You want to come up and
we got somebody from the Toronto.
I was going to say I'm not getting a heavy scientist vibe from the crowd, but. I guess we have a zoologist here.
All right. Approaching the stage is a man who has handled koalas.
What's your name, sir? Dossie? Yeah. All right.
Dossie?
Darcy.
Okay. Darcy.
Oh, Darcy.
It's a hot egg.
I'm Hammo. Darcy, all right. So you work at the what zoo?
Taronga Zoo.
Taronga?
Taronga.
Taronga.
Yeah, it's in Sydney.
I like that zoo, mate.
Yeah, it's a good team, mate.
Okay. That's good. You did it up at the end. But you could use a little work on the S.
I'll work on it.
Repeat it, Kath and Kim was a masterpiece.
Kath and Kim was a masterpiece. Masterpiece?
Up at the end?
Ah!
All right, so...
What the fuck is happening?
I'm coaching. I'm doing dialect coaching.
You're doing great, Dan.
I'm learning how to be Australian.
Yeah.
You'll get my ears chlamydia.
All right, so what...
I got it from the koalas.
Yeah, all right. So what's the deal with koala chlamydia?
Yeah, go.
I mean, that's not the most interesting about koalas.
What's the most interesting thing about koalas?
Their primary food source makes them high.
Oh, so does mine.
Which, strangely, is eucalyptus leaves.
Chris Boruff, our technical director and live director, he said that baby koalas have to eat koala shit.
Yeah!
We did it! Wait, they have to or they like to?
No, they have to and they like to.
Is that... What? And kangaroos.
They can't get enough of it.
Well, it's probably because I think elephants and stuff, they eat each other's shit, too, because it's like they digest cellulose, maybe, and there's probably like a lot of plant in their shit, and then they just eat it again, maybe.
I mean, maybe.
It's like the really bad version of like the baby bird getting the vomit from the mother.
Except you get
but
shafted.
From the other end.
They said bacteria. There's
bacteria from their mother.
That helps them digest baby.
Oh,
bird.
Right.
I feel like I should give it.
Because they're marsupials.
All right, so this might have been kind of a dud.
Wait,
like you,
no, do you know anything about Doritos?
Yeah.
I have all these Dorito issues.
What's the Dorito?
Could you explain the difference between the yellow bag and the orange bag
yes.
to us? Because one says nacho cheese, but so the other it says cheese supreme.
We have different ones. I think they might be labeled differently. So let's start with cheese supreme.
So obviously that's the best.
That's standard, right? That's the good one?
No. The standard, like the one that they started with, was nacho cheese.
Yeah. Right.
And then they amped it up with cheese supreme.
Right. But what's the difference? Because I had a nacho cheese and I would say it sounded like, or it tasted like Cool Ranch, or is, I think it's called Cool American.
Wait, Cool Ranch?
Oh, they call it Cool Ranch here.
That's the blue one. You're like, you've gone a whole different color.
That's how it tasted, though. It tasted like it, mate. You got it. That sounded really insulting when I said it.
Listen here, mate. You don't be throwing different colors at me.
It's truth.
We're talking red and yellow. You're talking blue.
I'm talking true blue.
True blue, truth. Fair dinkum.
Okay, so you do have the Cool Ranch, but the nacho cheese just tastes half like Cool Ranch and half like cheese.
Mexican.
Nacho cheese. I would say that the nacho cheese tasted more like ranch than nacho cheese. And the cheese supreme tasted like nacho cheesier is what we call it.
We don't really have ranch over here, so like that's a whole new
But
flavor.
You have the blue bin. You were talking about it. You know about it.
Oh, yeah, no, we have it. It's just that Australians are kind of stupid when it comes to ranch. They don't know what it is.
Oh, well, ranch is terrible. I would never eat ranch willingly. The sauce, not the chip.
And that's why you go cheese supreme, eh?
Right, yeah, nacho cheesier.
But if it's cheesier, then why isn't it more nacho-ier?
That's what I don't get. It's like the cheesier is less nacho-y than the nacho cheese. Well, I guess that does make sense.
So is that, they had to sacrifice the spicy for the cheese.
Yeah. Right. So we got both in America, baby.
It's a Venn diagram, so the more cheesy you get, the less nacho you have.
Ours is the best of both worlds. We really win.
Is it true? Well, in America, I don't know if you know this, but an adult has to eat Cool Ranch and then shit in a baby's mouth because there's a bacteria that only Americans have that helps the baby digest the nacho cheese. But you guys don't do that here, apparently.
No, we do that with shrimp.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's prawn. It's prawn in Queensland, for God's sake. Even I know that. What was it? Darcy. Let's have a hand for Darcy.
Koala expert Darcy.
All of his Dorito expertise as well. I feel like there's gonna we engineer something. We've got a crowd of a particular personality. They have a certain dynamic.
I'm going to call that personality Prison Riot.
It's fine. That's fine.
Fuck it. Just don't. Please don't kill us.
I think there's a way to use that energy better than like we don't have to do an NPR podcast.
Naked Dodgeball.
Naked Dodgeball. I'm gonna try this just to see if this works.
All right.
I'm gonna do a little one man improv, and when you see me pause and go like this, that means I'm gonna get a suggestion from you. Okay, so I think this will work because you guys like yelling stuff out. Oh, here I'm going in the door. Oh, look, it's a.
Yeah, this is great.
It's a thing. That's good. That's great. Koala pen. Oh, look, it's a dildo tire. I'll just put that on my car so that. I can.
Woo!
Oh, there's a police officer.
Sir, is that a dildo on your tire?
Yes, I'm using it to fuck traffic so I can drive better on the thing. Forgive me. Understand what I do for a living. It's very important. I get to
what,
work.
What do you do for a living, sir?
I'm a peanut allergist.
All right, on you go.
There are children's lives on the line.
On you go.
Dildo car, driving to my work. That's not copyright, right? Okay. Here I am at the Peanut Allergies Science Research Center. I better go talk to my boss. Hello, I'm reporting for duty. Are there any emergencies I should know about?
No, this is non-standard procedure for your day-to-day. Why are you have reports and emails to deal with. What are you doing?
I got pulled over by the police and I just.
Oh right, of course.
I just want to do my best to try to keep kids from dying of peanut allergies. Oh shit, there's a drone strike happening.
Hello.
Hello, can I speak to Dan Herman?
Is this the police?
Yes.
Okay, here he is.
Sir, we found your car and there's a.
Goanna.
There's a goanna on it.
Oh no, that's like three bananas. In one. What?
Yes, sir, you have three bananas in your car.
Well, why is that?
It's being impounded.
All right, well, I'll come down to the impound lot right away, and since I shouldn't use my now street illegal car, I'm going to use my my
911.
My 911. I'm going to use my 911. I'll put one fallen tower on each foot. And use them as stilts to stride across the down under.
Woo!
Uh oh, no. God damn it. I thought for sure I had picked a legal way to
drive. Sir, are you trying to drive down the street in a culturally insensitive fashion?
Well, I won't tell you I'm on walkabout. Apparently, that's even worse. I don't know.
What are you, from Ipswich?
Yes, my name is Pauline Henson. I'm a liberal, and I'm riddled with chlamydia right now. If you could please, I need to get to the impound lot.
Here, I'll loan you my.
I heard dick talk.
I'll loan you my piss flaps.
All right,
sir. These are heirloom piss flaps. These piss flaps were handed down by my great-grandmother from her great-grandmother from her great-great-grandmother.
Sir, I appreciate it. Thank you for giving me your piss flaps. I thank you. I will honor and cherish them.
Use them wisely, but three words of warning. Don't use the piss flaps after midnight. Don't feed the piss flaps. And strangely, don't get them wet.
Oh, yeah. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm putting them on.
Fuck,
there's a huntsman. Huntsman taint. Oh, classic, classic. All right, well, we tried using them to yell out things that way.
Yeah, we did it. That was a little improv experiment. I thought that worked out pretty nice.
Good job. You guys did really good. You like yelling stuff out. Maybe we should go meet individuals. Maybe if they're meeting them as individuals, then they're like yelling things out.
You don't think the insane mob rule thing is working right now?
I just want them to be, you know, just want to like adapt and be happy.
When you suggested that, I heard someone audibly gasp.
Yeah, because maybe they thought, like, all right, well, you got kind of derailed earlier. You had a friend who lost their toe, and then we went to the back row guy because he yelled out back row. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Louise.
Louise? Okay, how do you know when you're finished? All right, I'm working the crowd. All right. Ipswich. All right, what's your name, young lady?
Mel?
Ha! More like Mel. All right, well, I'm in the back, Jeff.
Dan, what can you tell us on the back row right now?
Oh, everyone's real handsome back here. And the audio is on just a slight delay, so I'm confusing myself by talking. You know how one of those like children's exhibits at a Discovery Museum where you talk into the phone and it's on a little bit of a delay?
You know, that's interesting. That's why all the chairs are pointing this way and this is where the stage is.
Oh, you don't think I could do the show from back here?
I'd like to see you try it.
Even if you give
me... I dare you, Dan, to go out through that back door.
Oh, thank you.
What, you're getting a drink? What's happening?
She gave me a sticker that says, "You're awesome."
Whoa. Dan, walk out one of those back doors, and there's a staircase. You can go up into the balcony up there with the balcony people.
Okay. You really think this wireless mic's gonna...
Hey, Jeff, Rio, do we have lights for the balcony or no? Are there house lights up there? Oh, there we are. Fuck yeah.
Okay. I think I'm... Can you still hear me, Jeff?
You sound great, Dan.
Okay.
You're doing great.
I like this staircase mic.
Our show has completely gone tits up.
Oh my God. There's just a bunch of people up. They're going to kick my ass. They don't even have chairs, most of them. They look hungry for human flesh. How are you guys? Are you enjoying the show?
Now, everybody.
You guys call yourselves collectively. The balcony people, they say.
But the balcony people, right now, what Dan hasn't told you, in one of Dan's pockets is $100 American dollars. In another pocket, Huntsman Spider.
Well, no. See, they're not lethal. So you tried to. Yes, sir. I have to.
He has to say cunt more.
I don't know if you can hear me, Jeff, but I've just been told I need to say cunt more in order to sound Australian.
Dan, you're a great cunt. You should say cunt as much as possible.
There's some street humor going on up here. His friend next to him said, "I'm not a cunt because I don't taste good," or something like that. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, sir. What's your name?
Elliot.
Elliot's back here. Phone home, you know what I'm saying? He gave me a drink.
That's an 80s reference that nobody knows.
What do you think, Jeff, if you give me like a beat? Like, do you think I'll be, even though it's on a delay, it might be hard for me to...
Yeah. Spencer's got a beat for us. We're going to lay a Spencer beat down. Are you gonna do some balcony rapping?
What kind of vodka is this? I know that I tried the butter vodka here, the 666. What is this?
They have butter flavored vodka.
What is it? No. Okay. It's just the well vodka.
Dan, you ready for a beat?
Yeah. Now I might be off, but it'll be because there's a delay.
Oh yeah.
It won't be because I'm bad at rapping.
Is that working?
I don't think it's coming through right. Take the case off.
There is no case.
Yeah, it's not blocking it. There it is.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the hat, mate. I like the hot fight. Yeah. It's truth. True blue. A fair dinkum. Fuck your mama in the kitchen sinkum. Fuck your mama down under. Fuck your mama with the lightning and the thunder. Am I off beat? I can't tell. I'm gonna come back down the stairs. I like that hat, Mike. I like that hat, Mike. Oh, I like that hat, Mike. Fuck your mama for a pair of roller skates. fucked your mama all the way to Brisbane. I fucked your mama and fucked her up once again. I fucked your mama, I fucked her in Sydney. I fucked your mama so hard, shut down her kidneys. I fucked your mama across the outback. I fucked your mama and she's a throwback to a time when our beds were burning. I fucked your mama so hard she stopped learning. A disability is what I gave her. I fucked your mama in the fur. Ew, that was gross, but... Fucked your mama real good. Fucked your mama like you should. Fucked your mama in Australia. I fucked your mama and to live to tell the tale of ya. Yo, fucked your mama in Tasmania. I fucked your mama and had Hulkamania. Fought the Iron Sheik. I fucked your mama every day of the motherfucking week. Huntsman spider, fangs go deep. I fucked your mama, I fucked a sheep. I fucked your mama in Queensland. Fucked your mama in Queensland. I gotta learn more Australian states before we go to the next one.
New South Wales.
South Wales. Yeah. Sales. Jewelry. Do they have those? Australian rap. Australian rap. Australian. I like that hat. Australian rap. Australian rap. I got the Aussie style and the big flapjack. The cargo shorts and the funny hat. The clever girl. The clever girl. Is that your guys' favorite character? The clever girl guy from Jurassic Park? All right, Jeff, I'm out of breath.
You know, they say that the water spins a different way down the drain in the northern hemisphere and the southern. Dan is just as good at rapping down here as he is up there.
And that guy gave me vodka, but it's like, I have top shelf vodka down on stage, but... And then he yeah.
You okay?
No.
Jesus Christ.
I'm not okay. I'm 43, and I eat bacon every meal. And I just walked more than I've ever walked in my life. My watch was beeping. My Apple Watch was going like, you've met every goal ever. Now breathe, breathe. You have 20 emails. Jesus Christ, Jeff. I gotta work out. I gotta get fucking better. I gotta get better in shape.
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
I was just gonna say you get click cookies.
Click cookies?
Yeah. While you're ellipticking.
Yeah. Anybody cookie collecting in Australia? Cookie collector too? Okay, good. All right. I'm gonna fucking die, Jeff. I'm gonna die on stage in Brisbane, Australia.
That's all right. It'll be like a special moment for all of us.
The Australian military invented Wi-Fi.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Now.
It was all women?
Yeah, I'm sure there was a woman involved.
What did you say?
Yeah, a woman did it.
Oh, what did you say, though?
Sorry.
A woman that did it?
Yeah.
Cyro. Cyro is the organization.
Right.
Somebody about women over here.
Let's all break up into small discussion groups.
She's going to explain Wi-Fi to us.
We're going to pass out microphones. We can all do our own podcasts.
All right.
I love how communal and fucking nuts this place is. It's like you're at like a weird family dinner where everybody is a sibling that maybe hates the other people.
I think, Jeff...
We're going to Melbourne tomorrow, and they hate Sydney, and Sydney hates Melbourne, and everybody hates you guys. It's all fucking...
Yeah, we haven't heard anybody say they hate Brisbane yet, except like, this is our first stop. So.
Yeah, but when you had your little hat on, I wanted to call you what I've heard people call this place. I want to call you Big Country.
Big Country. It's a big country town.
That's not an insult.
That guy is mad that it wasn't an insult. Okay, and fuck yourself. I don't know.
Jeff, I think that like I have another experiment to do with the audience.
I love this.
This has never been done
now
before.
Now that you've regained your breath.
Yeah. I think that you and I should do a little scene, but we should have one of the Brisbaneites provide. Now, this has never been done before. If they were to provide some form of like sound effects using their mouth and the microphone alone,
okay,
while we do an improv scene.
So we do a scene and we make them do the noises that would be required in the scene.
So we collaborate together in a scene that is constructed in front of their very eyes.
All right. How about that? Madam here, who knows about science and knows about stuff, would you come up and help us out?
Thanks, dude.
Okay, so you're gonna Jeff and I are gonna do a little scene, and it's gonna take place in
Australia.
Check.
It's gonna take place in
Australia.
Melbourne,
somewhere
Melbourne,
in
Australia. All right.
In a brothel, an Australian brothel. Australian brothel.
Okay. So, and Kate, you're gonna do all the sound effects. So let's just walk you through that. I'm gonna open a door. All right.
I'm going to punch a duck.
Quack!
Perfect. Wow. Kate is on the fucking scene, everybody. Quack. That is the sound it makes when you punch a duck. Quack.
All right. I thought the door opening could use a little.
Quack!
All right, Kate.
All right, and here we go.
Here we go. Australian broth.
Hello.
Good morning, sir. Good morning.
Oh, I was about to ring the little bell on your desk.
Well, if you'd like to ring the bell,
well,
go
now
ahead.
That you're here,
It's actually customary for the customers to ring the bell. I'm just the footman.
Ding ding.
Sneak.
Can I help you?
Yes. I would like the services of a prostitute, please.
Let me go into my computer. Let me just start it up. The computer's been turned off. I'll start my computer up.
Ding dong, ding ding.
Oh, you're using Windows 93?
Yes, I have an old school modem. Let me start the internet.
Oh, God. So I thought Wi-Fi was invented down here.
Oh, I wonder if I have any mail.
Ding.
I have one male. Would you like a male prostitute or a female prostitute? I have one male.
No cisgender, heteronormative, binary prejudices for me.
Ah, you just would like our potpourri prostitutes.
Give me the grab bag. I'll take whatever, whoever you recommend.
All right, I will use my, you know how you some people go when they go hunting, they call a duck or they call a bull or whatever to go hunting. We actually, we're very old-fashioned here. At our Australian brothel, I have a prostitute call that calls all of our possibly transgendered LGBT, who knows what prostitutes. Let me just blow on that right now.
Oi, get out of here!
Is that?
Yeah, bush pig.
Was that Paul Hogan?
That's not a prostitute. I said, get out of here! I'll slap you sideways!
Here he or she comes right now. You can hear the high heels coming down the wooden staircase.
Oh, they fell down.
Sorry, she died. I'm going to have to call...
extra.
I'm going to have to call somebody else with my different prostitute call.
Hey, big tits, it's time for you.
You are very in luck, sir. You got big tits. Big tits. Come out. You can hear her getting ready upstairs. She's got the hair dryer on. She's got she's also got the shaver because she's shaving her privates areas.
Whoa. Yeah. She's doing it Dundee style.
Yeah. Very ambidextrous.
But I can't wait to meet her.
Walk with me, sir. We'll walk you upstairs to Big Tit's room.
All right.
Let's go up the stairs. Be careful. These stairs are very old, and some say haunted by the ghosts of old prostitutes.
Yeah. Where's that cream for the thrush?
That's a yeast infection.
Did you?
It's ghost inside humor. It's okay. Here we are. I will leave you to it. Just ring the bell, and Big Tits will be right in to serve you, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, I feel like I want to freshen up. I'll use some of this mouth freshener.
Hug-a-lug-a-lug-lug.
All right.
Sir, if you're going to waste our mouth freshener, it's going to cost you extra.
Here I have a lot of Australian coins here that are worth any number of money.
Thank you, sir. Just ring the bell. Big Tits will be right out. Yeah, you'll notice that when the bell rings, it has kind of an enchanting sound, and I hope you enjoy it, because it's the only bell in the house that plays a Lady Gaga song when you ring the bell.
That's Lady Gaga as far as I know it. Yeah, that's about what I would have done. All right, well, good. I can't wait to meet this.
If you had said Pearl Jam.
Sir, I'm sorry. One more thing before you go in, before you meet Big Tits. I would like to give you one thing. These are my great-great-grandmother's piss flaps. I want you to have these. Don't get them wet. Don't feed them. Don't use them after midnight.
Screech.
Okay.
Screech.
Oh, God. Okay, that was the piss flaps. Okay. All right, I think I'm supposed to just stand here. I already rang the bell.
Hello.
Big Tits?
Can't you tell?
Hub it up.
I can hear them when you
thunk.
When you shake.
Yes, thunk. Yes, two of them just fell off. Which is why I keep two on the back in reserve.
Whoa.
I've swung them right back in front. I'm like a shark's teeth. They just keep reforming right in front. I have a transformer in my vagina.
Well, I'm just going to put on my piss flaps.
Oh, yes.
There's a little bit of Foley work in there.
Now, as this is an Australian brothel, there is a couple traditions that we do before we start. First, I sing in high falsetto, Waltzing Matilda, as I get undressed, and all of my clothing is made of metal.
You're supposed to be singing. I'm just doing the music.
Yeah. That's a good point. Like, why would you even... You said you were going to sing.
Listen, I'm glad you came up here. I've been trying to get out of this brothel for a long time. There's only one way out of here. My jetpack.
Jesus.
Oh, shit. It just flew off without us. We're trapped here. Fucking Ipswich jetpacks.
Listen to me. I'm here to save you. I've been undercover the whole time. I have a grappling gun. I'm from the Australian version of the CIA.
The AIC?
Yes.
ISIS.
The ISIS.
You're from ISIS? You're from ISIS?
Yes, everything's backwards down here.
All right.
ISIS is the CIA. Liberals are labor. It's.
God damn it. Men wear piss flaps.
Kath and Kim was a hit. All right. Grappling gun.
That's a machine gun, sir.
I'm shooting a hole in the ceiling now. Grappling gun. Oh shit.
Oh,
pretend you're not here. That's the door. Yes.
What's happening in there? I'm the footman again.
Nothing, just having a great time with sex. And...
Okay, that's don't fine. Poke. I'll go don't back poke. To playing my accordion. Fucking piece of shit accordion. Okay, good. The coast is clear. All right. You shot a hole in the window now.
Now, all I'm right. going to use the grappling gun for real.
Okay.
Here, when I pull the trigger, right. it's going to make a grappling gun right. sound. And it's going to shoot up and then latch onto the edge of the hole that right. I made with the machine gun. Right. And then I'm going to press a button on the side of the gun
okay.
that's going to winch us both up okay. to the thing. Okay. So,
can I bring my violin?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Kate, everybody.
Yeah.
Kate, Jesus Christ. That's how you fucking do it.
I'm pretty sweaty. Do you want to? Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I hugged Kate and my hand went right into her armpit. Right up in the armpit.
They call that a...
Yes, at least it wasn't your piss love. Thank you, Kate. What I like about... You know what? When we leave Brisbane tomorrow, I'm going to look back on this. And the one thing I love about this town is everybody's so shy.
Yeah. Once they came out of their shells, we really started having a good time, yeah. I think. She knows everything about the internet, but then she's like Michael Winslow, too. Like she's a great... You know, those don't usually go together.
She also just took the spoon out of the ice and was making like woodpeckers. She really knew what she was doing. I travel with Ryan Stiles. Ryan Stiles is not as funny as Kate. Kate, what do you do for a living? What's your game?
I'm a media officer at a university, so I tell good research stories.
You're a media officer at a university?
Yeah.
And you tell good research stories?
So did you hear about the
Kate, sit the fuck down. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, of course, Kate.
Did you hear on the interwebs about the Crown of Thorns killing starfish?
Oh, I love this joke.
The Crown of Thorns?
No, it's for reals.
The Crown
it's
of Thorns style killing?
Yeah,
what?
So my university built a robot to kill Crown of Thorns starfish because they're eating the Great Barrier Reef.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I got that story out.
You got it out.
Yeah, I didn't do the research.
I've seen the time-lapse underwater footage of the Crown of Thorns guys just eating every goddamn thing up. Yeah.
My roboticists, our roboticists did, yeah. So they built a robot to kill him.
Just a robot that kills all the starfish?
You have a starfish killing robot?
Yes, we do, technically, but no, we're changing it into from the COTS bot, Crown of Thorns killing robot, to the Ranger bot, which will be a multi-purpose, multi-function, reef monitoring tool.
Fucking amazing.
Right, you don't think the singularity is going to happen there?
Yeah,
you have 10 seconds to comply, starfish.
You modified... So it killed all the Crown of Thorns starfish, and then you're like, let's just give it sentience.
Yeah, you know what? Fucking octopuses have been bumming me out for a while. Let's kill those motherfuckers, too.
They have a brain. We can't do that.
Now, what does the robot look like? What does the business end of a robot of a starfish killing robot look like?
Are you looking it up right now, Dan?
Huh? What?
Are you looking up right now?
No, he's looking at notes.
I'm looking at my notes. That's the show. That's the show.
It's a meter-long, yellow penis-shaped thing with a couple of sidebars and a keel on top.
All right. That's the only way I can finish. Only way I can fish. Wow. I hate when the audience is funnier than us. Your starfish killing robot has a big yellowish penis looking thing on it?
It is. It's a phallic kind of meter long tube submarine.
What's it do? Does it chomp them or does it suck them in?
Well, it's got a world's first injection system that's it's. What's the air pressure one?
That's the oldest I've ever heard of. Hey, ladies, you want to meet the oldest injection system?
It's pneumatic. A pneumatic injection system, and it injects the starfish with bile salts.
Bile salts?
Yeah, they get it from an ox, but Yeah, so the starfish don't like it because they don't have that kind of protein in their body, so they melt or something.
But does it knock them dead? Like, does it...
Yeah, melts them in about 24 hours.
Well, that sounds fucking excruciating. Isn't there a more fucking humane way to kill these
things? They're fucking starfish.
That's right, yes.
Who cares?
Eats the Great Barrier Reef, so...
Right. So you work for a corporation that sends out a giant dick that melts starfish.
It's public money. It's a university. Come
well,
on.
Fucking good on you.
Yeah.
That was very Australian. Good on you.
Australian engineering.
Well
done. Invented the internet and killer robot starfish dicks.
And written on the side of it, it says, "How's the serenity?"
How's the serenity? How's the serenity? We did our research.
So much serenity.
How's the serenity?
They fucking melt starfish by injecting them with
couldn't you
poison.
Inject, you could inject them with anything, really, right? I mean, like, if you inject someone with, like, milk, you'd kill them. like, I don't know. Like,
don't know.
You could just put, like...
Air. You could probably inject them with air.
Yeah. Like it's pneumatic.
Fuck them right up.
Just, like, if I... And I'm not going to, but if I stuck a huge robot dick into you and... just pumped air into you, you'd die.
Oh, yeah, big time.
But I think these starfish, they're more robust. They're a more robust enemy. They're like barnacles or liberals. give me a ballad. Let's do a song, like not a rap. Perfect.
Oh, it doesn't do that.
What was that?
Thank you, sir. I like your hair, mate. All right, what do you want, Dan?
Just give me like something that's more emotional.
Okay. Let's see what we got here. Are you in an emotional mood right now?
Yeah, I know. I already did the rap, and I almost died of a heart attack.
Right.
I'm still trying to. I don't know if I'm pouring sweat. I'm like Louis Armstrong up here. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Brisbane. Yeah.
Oh boy.
Oh, Brisbane, I'm gonna fuck you all night long. To the billabong, to the knick knock knock, to the break of dawn. Oh, Brisbane, Brisbane. I assume that's how you spell it. Oh, I like your hotel. They have new carpeting and the shower. The water pressure could be better, but it was still nice. A little tiny bar of soap and a disposable toothbrush from the airline. That's probably not to your credit, but I used it here and had a good time to the break of dawn. Brisbane. I like your hat, mate. Yo. Two times I told your mama this. I need my piss guards to take a piss. I put them on, took her to the room, and I climbed inside her womb. I became a baby that day and got born in a whole new way. I'm an Australian now. I see the world clearer. I fucked your mama like a kangaroo that came nearer than I wanted to when it sees reflections. I fucked your mama so hard with my Australian erection. A Tasmanian day in a true blue way. Struth, I fucked your mama. True blue, fair dinkum, I fucked your mama. All right, when did this become a rap?
You said you were feeling emotional.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yo. Everywhere I go, I see the ocean, 'cause Australia is a big giant island. If you walk very far in any direction, you'll see a bunch of water. That's all I know about Australia. I imagine surfing is very popular here. I think I've seen that in movies. They like to surf, but here's the thing.
The track ran out.
All right. Well, I was about to get to the 9/11 part. All right. So let's bring it down a notch. Let's.
from a dead stop?
We've had some fun. I want to know who in the audience has had a real difficult time. We want to help somebody.
The whole...
Everyone.
Everyone.
Well, then, if it's everyone, then who's had the worst time ever? And I don't mean, like, want your money back, worst time. We'll talk to you after the show, if that's the case. I say, well, you've been a good sport, and I see that you are using a chair instead of a regular chair. Is that part of your difficult time? But you're about to get out of it, so already there's a triumph here. You look like you're okay. Well, miracles. Okay. Do you need help coming up here? Are you?
We do have stairs.
Because God knows I did.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Louise.
Louise.
Louise. Okay. Welcome Louise to the stage, everybody.
A hand for Louise. I don't think I've ever seen that kind of... It's a chair with wheels, but it's not a classic wheelchair. It's kind of a casual wheelchair.
Used to it, get used to it. Get used to it. Used to it. Get used to it.
All right, Louise, do you need help?
I guess worse.
The closer you...
Right. Oh. It's a great song. It's so good.
There you go.
Was that Jean Morgenstern?
Yeah, I'm really sweaty. Do you mind?
Okay. No, she
married
loves
to
it.
A very sweaty man.
is that him in there in the front?
He is, yes.
All right. Yeah. The cane handler?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you love him? How long have you guys been married?
We've been together 16 years, and we've been married for eight years.
16. So,
16 years, yeah.
Man, I haven't done anything for 16 years.
I can't sit down on a regular chair.
Oh, you can't? You can't?
I'll be all right.
Okay, all right, you can stand. Okay, good.
Yep.
I'm going to sit if that's okay. Yeah. I'm fucking tired.
It's all right.
What can I ask just like what you're sitting in a chair that has wheels on it, but it's like, I don't...
It's a wheelie walker.
A wheelie walker.
So it's like a wheelchair and a walker at the same time.
Oh, okay, so you can get up out of it and then use it as a walker.
Yes.
Or yeah, why do you need it, if I can ask?
I actually have... what you have, except much, much worse.
Oh, shit. Alcoholism?
Alcoholism?
No, you're... That's the one thing...
Body odor?
It's like an advanced form of back pain.
Oh.
So...
How do you know about my back pain? Oh, just by me grunting.
I'm a huge fucking fan. Oh. So I'm like a sanctioned stalker.
Is it like degenerative... spinal thing? Or?
Yeah, so I had a bicycle accident when I was 6, and I fell off and I smashed my two front teeth. Uh-oh. And it impacted my spine, but they didn't know, because I'm 3 months older than you, Dan.
Okay.
Believe it or not. So, yeah, so it's a while ago. And, yeah.
True blue.
So,
did you know they invented weird reactions here, Jeff?
Wait, somebody.
That was weird. That was weird.
Can I hit pause? What was that one just about?
I don't know.
You said you're 3 months older and things got weird.
I don't know what that was about either,
what
actually.
What was that one about?
A stalky vibe? Oh, how dare you?
Yeah, self-confessed stalker. Yeah. I've been a shut-in for about, 18 months, and so Harmontown's been a big part of like keeping me sane. So, yeah. So,
permission to stalk granted.
You've been sanctioned.
Yes, thank you. I had this accident when I was a kid, and then I didn't realize that I was having problems for a long time, and then I got it was a series of like kind of clusterfucks over a period, and then I had a really bad, stressful time at a job that I can't talk about for legal purposes. Got really depressed.
Oh, started do you work for the starfish fucking robot?
Yeah, she works for ISIS.
For legal reasons, I can't tell you if I worked for starfish fuckers. But that was my friend. Things kind of spiraled downhill, and then more stuff happened, and then I went overseas, and 4 days into my trip away by myself, I bent over and my back kind of went, and then I came home. Brad had to fly over to meet me, to take me home. And I was trapped in, so I've had periods of time where I've had like episodes. So I'm trapped in a bed for like 3 weeks at a time where I can't even get up to go to the toilet. Brad's had to do everything for me. Yeah. So like I'd make up stupid songs. Like when I was able to get on the walker again, I'd sing, like, to get through the pain, I'd sing songs like, "It's great not to poop in a tray, hooray, 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 hooray." So that's kind of where I'm, that's where I've been at.
So you've been having a hard time, I mean, it's like your back's all fucked up and you've been having a real, real bad, like, bout of it, like,
well,
lately.
I'm officially disabled now, I just got the disability.
Is it permanent?
Yes.
Now it's permanent?
Yeah.
Well, let's let the pause for the... Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
You wanted to get... She's officially disabled now.
It's fucking hard to get the pension.
Yeah, I can't get a read on this audience at all.
I was reading in the accent guide. It's like something to do with like, you know, it's like there's a silly... You have to be silly and playful in tone. They're silly, playful people. They're not rowdy. They're not going to kill us or anything.
Well,
they're just very...
You keep believing that, Dan.
I am here to kill you, Dan.
I was up in the balcony, man.
They inject starfish with poison here with a big, giant yellow dick.
Robo dick.
They seem like good people at heart.
Yeah.
everyone's good at heart.
So now you get whip-ass parking now, right? At least is that a thing?
Not
in
yet.
Australia?
It's only literally been 2 days since I like after 18 months of battling with the government that I finally got the pension. But it's like I just don't leave the house. Basically, this is like a huge fucking deal for me to come out. I haven't come out in. And I'm actually going to Sydney. I already bought my tickets for Sydney.
You're
going to
be in Sydney too? All right.
And then my friends were over the other night. And they were like, "Do you realize they're playing in Brisbane?" I'm like, "What the fuck?" So, yeah, I bought tickets to come tonight. So I'm going to be, so hardcore. I was like, "Oh, I'm missing out on Melbourne." But that's just great. It's amazing.
No, the Melbourne show's going to suck.
No, it's going to be the best. The
First
Melbourne
of all,
show.
I don't even know. I'm always torn. So, like,
sorry, guys, but the Melbourne show will be your best, I reckon. Yeah.
All right, now I'm officially in love with Brisbane. This is, it's so funny because it sounds like a fight's about to break out, but everyone's just having like a good fucking, a good laugh at everybody else's expense.
That's right.
It's kind of
fuck
like
you too, honey.
Is that what it is? That like you're, no one really takes anything that seriously here. So it's fucking.
I think it's
so
kind of
great.
Like if James Franco was a city. That's how I've been feeling.
But it's
about
so
it.
Weird though. It's like walking down the street, like for the last 2 days, walking down the street, it's eerily quiet. Like it's very peaceful. There's not loud Americans except for us. You know, we were in bars and restaurants, and clearly we're the loud people there. But it's just very placid and nice, and people like having a good time. But in here, it's just fucking madness. It's great.
Well, let's give Louise a wish aside from coming to this amazing show.
Seeing my friend Kate kick ass on stage.
That's your friend?
So fucking
Kate.
Cool. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fucking Kate on sound effects. Holy shit.
Yeah.
That will not soon be forgotten. But also, is it Brad?
Yeah, Brad. Yeah, my husband.
I think MVP award goes to Brad for cleaning up your poop forever. That's fantastic. Yeah.
He is a god. He is a god. You should worship him. He's a king amongst nerds.
I'm moving to Brisbane. I fucking love it here.
He's also like a total renaissance nerd. He's been creating independent comics for like 20 years. And
nice.
He's
kind
of awesome.
What is that? So yeah, well, what is that? What does that do to a relationship? Because I live in terror of that, like becoming infirm and like how that'll like I'll become like an asshole because I'm a baby. Like.
Oh, you will be a fucking asshole. I was a complete cunt. Like I was like I was not gracious at all. I was saying like, "Why don't you leave me?" and take me out and shoot me like a fucking dog. And because I was just in so much pain.
So
like,
what gets you across the threshold other than maybe painkillers? But what, is there an epiphany you had that you can impart to me for when foot ache and don't destroy my life?
Herbal medicine, like rather than don't go down the traditional route like I did. I had surgery and stuff. Yeah,
what,
I don't know.
What traditional medicine?
Chinese herbal medicine.
Which ones, though?
You could hit me up. Okay.
They're now booing Chinese medicine.
Yeah, it's not, a lot of people.
I mean,
would.
This stuff, like, things like turmeric has been well researched for its anti-inflammatory properties, so I definitely recommend you take turmeric.
That's not even Eastern medicine. That's just nutrition science, you guys are...
Yeah.
That's just normal science.
But are you saying, you're saying that's the... You said don't go down the path I went down. I'm actually confused what you recommend.
So I've if I wasn't wearing a onesie, I'd show you my tramp stamp scar from the surgery I had. And...
Do you want to see it? Would your wish be to see my MeUndies?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, shit.
Whoa. Oh, they're very nice.
They're little donuts.
And there's a hole right in the asshole.
Dan, this is like a dream come true.
Thank you. That's what I was hoping. I didn't want it to seem forced.
It was.
I can see a little pee-pee poking out of your...
What do you mean? What? Shut up.
Your dick was coming out of the...
Wait, I think that
up.
Was a
Not
donut.
Really.
I think that was
My
a donut.
My dick was out?
No, probably.
You asshole. There would be police, like.
But yeah, you can get...
All laws are off in this building right now. It's
so given the impression that the pain is one directional, that you have a spot that causes the pain and sends the message to your brain. But pain is more like, you know, an ant colony coming to your house when a storm comes and they just all flood in. It's like it's...
Is that how ants work?
Yeah, they come in
the rain.
I was trying to think of metaphors to explain it, because you almost need like a mini medical degree to understand my condition, but it's a central nervous system pain condition. It can be triggered by... Anyway,
I don't understand what their stance is or what their...
Yeah, I'm not really sure.
I don't know if they want you to be in more pain or less pain.
I feel like that this is the scene in Mutiny and the Bounty when they try to kill Captain Bligh.
I think what I've realized has happened is in my sort of shut-in days is that people have become really, like, associate herbal medicine or anything kind of, like, outside of the... you know, like mainstream medicine sphere as being like you're either like a flat earther or anti-vaxxer.
Right.
So I think that their reaction might be is that they're encoding what I'm saying as somebody who has a...
Pauline Hanson.
Yeah, that's it. Is
Pauline another, Hanson like...
She's made out of turmeric.
What can I say? I love racist rangers. That's why I like Donald Trump so much.
Yeah, I don't think she's one of the bad guys, regardless of how she's treating her pain. If you really are that concerned with her and want to give her painkillers after the show, I'm sure she'll take
them.
Well,
I'm actually lucky. I said to my GP that I'm lucky that I'm a constipated pothead, because otherwise I'd probably be dead. Because I was able to access that instead of the opioids, which probably would have killed me.
Well, I think we have the name of our episode.
Yeah, constipated pothead.
Constipated pothead.
I couldn't take the opioid medication because it'd make me sit down for too long on the toilet, which then would cause me more
Let's
pain.
Hear for Louise, everybody. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Let's... Louise,
we started talking about pooping, and I had to pull the trigger on that.
As a fan of the show, yeah, we'll send her on her way. But as a fan of the show, is there anything that would you think that we would be able to grant you as a wish, like something you'd like to see or hear?
You showed her your underwear.
That was my wish.
It's a joke. It's a joke. Continue.
Do you mean? Generally or
yeah,
tonight?
Yeah, like just a request
think,
or something.
I think,
I'm out of show as would, of like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah,
an hour and a half
I would really... I would also like you to take care of yourself because I think that you're like... Yeah. I'd really like to see you. And if you want any advice, you could hit me up. I'd really love to see you take more self-care because I think you have a beautiful mind and I would like to see that in the world for as long as possible.
All right.
Thank
Louise,
you, Louise.
Everybody.
And poop. More poop.
More poop.
Not gonna happen. Not gonna happen. That ship has sailed. Thank you, Louise.
I really thought she'd say, like, you know, could you do a reggae song or something? then she hit me with the old... Take care of yourself. Yeah. My therapist keeps saying that. Self-care. Self-care. Well, what? Like, should I drink less? Like... Yeah, see? I don't know who to listen to.
Well, you can't ask this audience a yes or no question.
Also, yeah.
It's really...
I mean, I don't drink that. It's only when I'm with you guys that I'm drinking.
Dan only drinks when he's alone or with people.
I do feel like I'm kind of getting kind of Shatner-y when I look in the mirror, like I'm starting to pickle and bloat, you know.
You're looking like a little bit of a heavy set George Carlin right now with the hair slicked back.
Yeah. I could probably...
Steve Irwin. Yeah, a stingray is about to come up and stab you.
Oh, fuck off.
Oh, that's your threshold? Steve Irwin?
He's a national hero.
I know, but I didn't bring it up. This fucking guy did. He used to hang out with crocodiles. He got killed by a fish.
Also, you don't really look like Steve Irwin. I don't even get that.
Well, they just like saying stuff.
Yeah, no, so I can tell.
They're excited. They're a jocular people.
It's true.
The Brisbaneites.
Brisbaneans.
What's that? Ficus? You're just yelling out plants?
Where's
Vegas?
He said Brisbagus.
Oh, Brisbagus.
Like a portmanteau.
Oh, Brisbane.
Yeah, the city that sleeps.
At least until 10 a.m. when the bars start serving.
Brisbane on a Thursday night, shit is on the hook. The thing is, there's only 300 people here, but because we're the only game in town right now. This is like, it's not like Springsteen's rolling through here later on.
What should we do, Jeff? I'm like, we got like 15 left, I think, max.
I think we... We fuck gently off into the night and take them all out to karaoke with us.
I know, I'm afraid to ask. I mean, we're not going to get one answer, but where should we go after the show? Where should we?
I just say throw it out of the crowd.
Home!
Someone said home. We should go home. All right, we're all going to LA. We're all going to the drawing room to do karaoke.
We'll find a place and you'll.
Sonny's House of Blues is thrown out there?
Oh, that's the place with the karaoke, right?
Yeah. Also, this.
Where should we meet?
Oh. Where should we meet?
That's what we're figuring out.
I say when the show's over, we all split up.
We'll cover more ground that way.
I love you guys so much. I only resent that I'm not out there drinking with you currently. I'm up here on stage.
All right.
Okay, shut up.
What do we do? More musical interludes?
Pringle stick? Why don't we all do a rousing version of Pringle stick together? Who by applause knows the words to Pringle stick? All right, for those of you who are not applauding, I'm sorry for what's about to happen. This is a song I improvised on a tour bus in one go. I was holding a Pringles can up to my crotch like it was my dick. Yeah. And it goes like this. Some people call me Pringles Dick, but I never really found out why. I don't really have a Pringles Dick. I just keep my dick inside. I keep my dick inside a Pringles can because it keeps my penis safe and dry. Some people call me Pringles Dick, but I never really found out.
No, I never found out.
I never really found out why.
We'll do
now we're gonna do a Land Down Under by fucking Men at Work.
Let's do Pauline Henson the musical. Let's try to make her a sympathetic character.
Okay.
Tell people the untold story.
All right.
Please explain.
Fade in on an apocalyptic wasteland. Pan over to a cave of jagged stalagmites. Pushing in, we hear the roars of a bear giving birth. A single slick Pauline Henson plops from a bear's vagina. A ledge badge. But Ursine all the same, as Pauline spreads her gremlin ears from across her face and extends her claw-like hands in song.
Oh,
things and then some. I'm a demon lady from a bear's vagina. I'm going to South Carolina after I destroy Australia. Dissolve to college. Oh my God, that politics class was so amazing. I know, I can't believe we're Australians from the Valley. Pauline, like, who are you taking to prom? I don't know, because I like that hat, mate, but I don't want a huntsman on my tank. Pauline, you're so silly. You can have any guy you want. But I wonder what kind of guy you like. I want a man who makes cabbage soup. Oh my God, what an amazing song. Uh-oh, here comes the professor. What's all this then? Pauline, what are you singing about boys in the hallway for? Oh, Professor, I'm just trying to... Oh, you're just trying to get expelled! You can't have any pudding if you don't eat your meat! No, I'm expelled! 3 years later, in medical school... Suture. You know what? Forget these sutures. Let's just pour nutrition on this wound. Chinese needles. Witch hazel. Eye of Newt. Now it's time to become president of Australia! Oh, I want to rule down under. Bring the brimstone, fire, lightning and thunder. It's the only thing that rhymes with down under. It's gonna... I'm Pauline Henson, and I'm here to say I like to do rhymes in the laziest way. I am Pauline Henson. A do 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 do. A landslide election has occurred. The Australian Electoral College has decided. That Pauline Henson is the president, even though she only got 6 votes. The Queensland represents 17,000 electoral votes, and so now she's president. I swear to take the duties by Christ and my eternal soul to rule all of Australia with ease and grace. Now to go to the Australian White House. Okay, it's not a song. It was just a transition. Ah, pencils. Drawers. Ah, bear! A giant bear claw shoots out of Pauline's top drawer, grabbing her face and pulling her into a cosmic world of introspection. What have I done with my life? Yeah. A bear comes out and is kind of ethnic. Well, what do you want from me? Yeah. Pauline, you need to atone for your sins. No. No, 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 no. All right. The bear reaches out and puts a single sigil into her forehead. It's a Tasmanian ancient outback sigil. It represents the four elements: fire, water, poison spiders, and flip-flops. You don't correct a person's improv. That's the first... You know what? That's the first thing you've done tonight that upset me. I was so We were working so well together. All right, fine. Whatever you said.
Thongs.
I've had it.
Dick togs.
I'm not going near those things. They're fucking filled with huntsmen. Pauline's head falls off, and Australia enters a bright new world filled with olives and fairies and angels and Gaelic chants. Oh, alighty, tie, ta ta tie, ta ta tie. Australia's been saved. These songs are short. You didn't think it was a good idea to do this musical.
No. I'm helping.
You're just speeding it along.
Yeah.
You know that my songs are not the strong part.
This second act is dragon.
It's my... Okay. A dragon!
Oh, shit. A dragon.
I'm a dragon. Okay. Pauline Hanson's body is turns to ash. The ashes sprinkle across the northern coast of Australia, where the national bird, which is the Tuscanini, they eat the ash-laden water and they turn into angelic figures, and the entire continent is lifted high above, and it's revealed that Atlantis was underneath Australia the whole time. Crown of thorns starfish rise up and form into one giant crown of thorns Godzilla starfish. A robot comes out, and its huge dick goes into the crown of thorns starfish mouth, pumps it full of milk and air and poison, and the crown of thorns starfish explodes into a million pieces of starfish, which, as you know, regenerate. A lone starfish rises and sings its sad song. I am a starfish and I want to be loved as well as you. I have five fingers instead of hands. I have no head, I just have five fingers and no hands. I cartwheel instead of walking. I suck onto the sides of everything. My life is doomed to be the villain of the ecosystem until I get fucked by robot dicks. Why couldn't I have six fingers?
Thanks for coming to Harmontown, everybody.
The credits roll. There wasn't enough show. Had to fill in some at the end there.
That was fantastic. Let's give it for all of our volunteers. First of all, Rio and Jeff doing sound and light here at this awesome theater. The Triffid is one of the coolest venues of all time. Then we have Echo, Josh, Darcy, Kate, Louise, Brad. Let's give it up for Pauline Hanson, shall we, everybody? Pauline Hanson.
And Louise's husband for carrying for
Brad.
The boots.
I said Brad.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know it was Brad.
Spencer Crittenden, everybody. I'm Jeff Davis, and your mayor, Dan Harmon, everybody.
Thank you, Brisbane. God bless you. Follow us to Melbourne.
Yeah, or at least let's all meet outside and find a karaoke place where we can all invade. Drive fast on the wrong side of the road and take chances, everybody. Thank you so much.
Try to get those Doritos figured out.